Very embarrassing moments. Embarrassment is nothing new. I am sure at one time or another all of us have been embarrassed. I remember the time I was working in a courtroom and the judge came out and his robe was open. That would not have been so bad, except for the fact not only was his fly open but he was wearing one of those old-fashioned shirts with the long tails and one of the tails was hanging out from his fly. You just can't make this stuff up. Speaking about judges, there is another funny incident I remember when a judge who wore a hairpiece came out from his chambers but didn't realize his hairpiece was folded over on his head. There was the lining for all to see and part of his bald head. He sat behind the bench and when he did, his secretary came running up and whispered in his ear. He immediately turned his chair around, adjusted the hairpiece and swiveled back again. It felt like almost a magic act where a magician turns around and then turns back to complete his trick. I had a few embarrassing things happen to me. One time I was shopping in a department store and picked out a shirt which was on a hanger. Something else caught my eye and I looked at it, then put it back and decided to leave. I don't know how I could have forgotten I was carrying a shirt on a hanger, but I did, and walked right out of the store and to my car. No one stopped me, maybe they were too afraid. When I discovered what I had done, I brought the shirt back, but I felt really stupid. Another time I went into a store and as I passed the doors, every alarm in the place went off. Someone guarding the doors said to me that was the first time he ever saw alarms going off when someone was entering and not leaving. It caused quite a commotion and everyone was looking at me. I like to tell this story because it is really funny. When I was about 16 years old, I belonged to a program in the YMCA. It was for teenage boys and girls. One night they had swim night at the pool and one of the boys came in who didn't know it. The YMCA had extra swimsuits and he borrowed one. I watched as he dove off the board and then climbed out of the pool. He didn't realize it, but he had lost his trunks. Girls screamed and most of the guys couldn't help but laugh. At first, he didn't know what happened. That was until he looked down. He immediately dove back into the pool and recovered the suit. Being a teenager, he had a hard time facing us right after that. One thing that happens to many of us and which has happened to me occasionally occurs when you meet someone you haven't seen for a long time and you just can't remember their name. It is even worse when they call you by your first name and say you haven't changed at all. You fish around trying to recall, but eventually you have to give up and then they say, "You don't remember who I am, do you?" You just want to crawl into a hole somewhere. One time I drove my wife, God rest her soul, to the local deli. I was driving an old blue car at the time and sat in it waiting for her. I couldn't believe what I saw. My wife had come out of the store and climbed into another old blue car and there was a man sitting in it. Next thing I knew, she climbed out and was all embarrassed and came to our car. I asked her what happened and she said she went into the wrong car and a man sitting in there said to her "Hello baby" and laughed his head off. I couldn't help it, but I laughed uncontrollably, which she didn't like at all. A man was trying coats in a store and picked a particular one he liked and decided to buy it. As he walked toward the cash registers, a customer ran up to him and asked him where he was going with his coat. The customer had hung it on a display while he tried on clothes. Embarrassed, he sheepishly apologized and handed the coat back, telling the other customer he was sorry and made a mistake, but all he got back was a look which said, "I don't believe you." When I was a kid and dating, I had a girlfriend who wanted to go to the beach. I never liked the beach. There was something about the sand which really annoyed me as it got into all of my clothes. Anyway, we got to the beach and she undressed and was wearing a two-piece polka dot bathing suit. We went into the water and swam around for a while and I came out and sat on the blanket watching her. At one point she was knocked down by a big wave and went under for a short period, and at that point she must have decided she had enough. As I watched, she started to march out of the water, but what she didn't realize was she had lost her top. Guys watching picked up on this right away and began to whistle and yell out things, and when she realized what happened she went back into the water, and luckily her top was floating near her and she managed to get it back on, and came to me and said she wanted to leave. I couldn't blame her. Some embarrassing situations are much worse than others, and age also plays into the amount of embarrassment one feels in a situation. Some seniors no longer care if they get into an embarrassing situation. Maybe that is a healthier way to handle embarrassment, because we can't do anything about the situation most of the time. What do most people feel are the most embarrassing situations to be in? Well, the three most embarrassing situations in Great Britain were said to be burping in public, stalling your car at a light, and not knowing food is on your face. I can think of a lot worse. I remember a video showing tourists on a tropical island having fun and going under a limbo bar. One woman was wearing a one-piece bathing suit, and when she got under the bar the bathing suit just exploded from the pressure of bending, and there she was, completely naked in front of everyone. A man ran over with a blanket to cover her. This is worse than burping in public.